What is going on? Welcome back to the No Soul Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we are going to be delivering another hot take, and it has been a hot minute since we have delivered a hot take. And I got a spicy one today. In my personal opinion, let's just get right into it. I think that the tribal chief Roman Reigns is actually not that good. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I feel like people have been wanting to say it for a long time. People are scared to say it because everybody loves Roman Reigns right now. I'm not. I am of the opinion that if you are going to portray yourself as a dominant heel, you need to abandon the pathetic, scaredy cat, cowardly heel tactics that Roman Reigns has been using a lot. Think about all of his matches. So he had that dominant performance. Let's go back to the original start. He showed up at Payback at the last second after The Fiend and Braun Strowman had already destroyed each other, hit a spear, and actually failed to secure the pin. And he has to hit a low blow on The Fiend, then hit another spear on Braun Strowman just to win the title. So already you're off to a bad start. You want to protect the guys in the match, but also, I mean, you know, this is a new character. You shouldn't have been scared to let him destroy at least Braun Strowman, because look, you did all this to save Braun Strowman. And where is Braun Strowman now? He is currently irrelevant. So kind of feels like you wasted an opportunity to really establish Roman Reigns. Anyway, the fan base ate it up. I ate it up personally. And he moved on to his match with Jey Uso, which was dominant. No complaints there. He moved on to his second match with Jey Uso. Dominant. No complaints there. And then that's when things got a little turbulent. So, right off the bat, he hopped into the program with Kevin Owens. And first off, he needed Jey Uso's help, and I believe a low blow to defeat Kevin Owens in the first place. And then he cheats to try to get the general manager to fight him instead of Kevin Owens again or Shinsuke. Which is like, man, you must be really terrified of these guys. And but anyway, Kevin Owens ends up in the match regardless. And they have this hardcore match where Kevin Owens legitimately brings the tribal chief to his limits. And he barely manages to win. That is not a dominant heel. Dominant heel does not go for low blows and hitting the referee and having Jey Uso constantly run in and save him from losing. That's just not what a dominant heel does. That's what a cowardly heel would do. Now, if Sami Zayn had done all this, there would be no complaints by me. But it's not Sami Zayn. You're portraying Roman Reigns as this head of the table tribal chief. He's tough. He'll beat up anybody who walks his way. And it's like, if you're going to do that, well, you should have just kept booking Roman the way that you were already, because you guys have already booked Roman pretty strong. I mean, two WrestleManias ago, he obliterated Drew McIntyre with little to no resistance, so I don't understand why now, all of a sudden, you want to give everybody a shot against your new top monster heel. I heard rumors at the beginning of this Tribal Chief run that Roman Reigns was going to, it was going to be a squash match between him and Jey Uso at Clash of Champions, and I thought, yeah, okay, that I like that. That's legit. You know, that's really gonna set him up, prove that he's this dominant, scary, foreboding figure. But that's not true. And I feel like everybody is kind of just sweeping it under the rug that Roman Reigns is not a dominant heel right now, because they just want to like Roman Reigns. They finally just want to like Roman Reigns, which I understand. I've always liked Roman Reigns. I thought he was a little overbooked, but I've always liked him. You know, I've never hated Roman Reigns. But I'm not a big fan of the Tribal Chief so far. And I also think that his in-ring work has suffered drastically. Now, I'm a big fan of the soap opera-esque wrestling style. That's not a problem for me, but beforehand, and this is a point that I've argued quite a bit, Roman Reigns was a great in-ring wrestler. And now it feels like he's got maybe 6 moves in his arsenal: an uppercut, a Superman punch, a clothesline, a spear, and a guillotine choke. So that five moves of doom, part 2. That's kind of how it feels. Roman Reigns has no varying offense whatsoever. He does nothing different. And his matches have slowed down to an extent. So I've seen all the Tribal Chief matches so far, and I am sorely disappointed by the in-ring work that he's putting out right now. I watched Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in that steel cage match on SmackDown. And I think 2 days later, I watched Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins at Money in the Bank. I also watched Roman Reigns versus John Cena at No Mercy. And man, it is a night and day difference. The amount of good wrestling and varying offense he has in those two past matches compared to now. And, you know, this is unpopular. That's why it's a hot take. I prefer the old style of Roman Reigns because it just worked. I felt like Roman Reigns was a underdog kind of guy for a little bit. Now, I understand you're not trying to portray him as an underdog, but when he's going for low blows and he's hitting the referee and he needs Jey Uso to come and run in, he kind of is always the underdog. And it's like they flipped their booking. With an underdog babyface, you're going to want, you know, for him to always be at a disadvantage, always looking for a way to win. Maybe you don't want him to cheat all the time, but he's always trying to do better. He's always trying to do more than the other guy in the ring to win the match. And if you want a heel, a dominant heel at least, you're going to want him to come out there and destroy somebody and not put up much of a fight. And that's the opposite. Face Roman will destroy people. His offense was varying, fast, and powerful. There were matches where he would destroy somebody for 7 minutes straight. They got in limited offense, and he would just, you know, pin 1-2-3 game match over, you know. And then there were other matches where, well, the more recent matches where Roman is messing with the referee, going for a low blow, Jey Uso comes out, scratch to the eye or whatever, and it's just, come on, it's not dominant heel stuff. It's not something you would see Brock Lesnar do. Brock Lesnar is the ideal dominant heel, or Taker in the 80s, early 90s, like, dominant heel tactics. Like, that match, Undertaker versus Hulk Hogan, where he wins the WWF title. I mean, there was a chair spot in there, the tombstone on the steel chair, which, you know, fair, whatever, if you want to bring that up. But other than that, Undertaker was very dominant in that match. Hogan looked out of his league, almost. Brock Lesnar makes everybody look out of their league, and he'll let somebody get an offense. You know, there were shots where, especially Survivor Series against Rey Mysterio, where you're like, man, the double 619 with Dominic and the splash, you're like, dude, Rey Mysterio could probably win this. But at the end of the day, Brock Lesnar came out there and he looked like the most dominant person in the company. Nobody was beating him. It doesn't matter if you have Dominic. It doesn't matter if you're Finn Balor. Nobody's beating him. And that's a quality that Roman Reigns just doesn't have right now, and they need to book him smarter. But that is the end of the episode. If you did like this, go ahead and leave a review. Follow the socials. And yeah, thank you. This is Elton signing off.